One city that knows something about that is Phoenix, Arizona. In fact, Phoenix is the first U.S. city to see home values fall by half since their peak in 2006. Here's NPR's Ted Robbins.
Median home prices in Phoenix are now where they were in 1999. But at least prices are no longer careening off a cliff. They're just bouncing off the rocks below. Arizona State University professor Carl Gunterman.
Right, a slowing in the decline. I don't think we have an upturn yet, but in this market, any optimism is appreciated.
Gunterman thinks the bottom is a few months away. Realtor Tiffany Cloud says it's already happened.
I would say the bottom of our market was last month, in my opinion.
Low mortgage rates, lots of inventory, and little new construction are helping energize existing home sales. Cloud says investors and new homeowners are snapping up foreclosures and anything on the low end of the market.
We're having bidding wars on anything under $200,000 right now.
She says $280,000 recently bought a 3,000-square-foot home with a pool in one Phoenix suburb. Sales of million-dollar and up homes are still sluggish, as are lower-priced homes in more desirable areas. And many homeowners who want to stay in their homes are still having problems. In the first 3 months of this year, Phoenix had the ninth highest foreclosure rate in the nation. Ted Robbins, NPR News.